Tomorrow, 7 black women will graduate from the Citadel.
Bring your patience to present!
No black woman has ever marched as a graduating cadet on the parade grounds of the Citadel. It was founded 160 years ago to educate white sons of the Confederacy. Only a dozen white women now wear the gold ring that signifies a Citadel graduate. Now the famous long gray line is adding black women. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams reports.
Until recently, the Confederate flag adorned the water tower high over the Citadel's campus. And murals in the library depict Citadel cadets firing shots at federal forces in advance of the Civil War. 4 years ago, the Citadel accepted 7 black women, including Shea Peterson of Chicago. We spoke sitting on a bench on the Citadel's parade grounds as she prepared to practice marching in formation for graduation weekend.
When the Citadel sent me my acceptance letter, I said, hey, why not? My mom, she's like, are you sure you want to do that? You know, everyone I talked to was like, why do you want to go there? They're going to set you on fire, or, you know, crazy white boys. You know, that's what they all say. Now I think about it, one of the things that I noticed was there a lot of white males here, obviously that. And when you step into class, it's like, okay, a bunch of fair-skinned people and me.
Being a woman at the Citadel is a challenge. But for black women, the challenge extended even to hair care. The school is famous for giving all incoming students a buzz cut. Freshmen are called knobs, as in heads that look like doorknobs. Female cadets only have to keep it short, with no spray, gel, or oil. That was a problem for black women accustomed to pressing their hair, like Jamie McLeod of Wadmalaw Island, South Carolina.
I told them that normally African Americans have to like keep grease, you know, on their scalp, because if not, our hair would fall out. And they just had a really hard time accepting that. So I got spot reports written on me for like just putting maybe like pink lotion on my hair or like grease on my hair. So really that was a big issue, my knob ear. I went to an organization on campus and I explained it to them.
What organization?
The African American Society. And I explained it to them. And then they talked to the company commander. My company commander took care of it.
Hair wasn't close to being the biggest problem for black women at the Citadel. Here at one barracks, men and women do push-ups in formation before each meal. Like all students, these black women endured the stressful cadet culture of twice a week, 5-mile runs, but with the added racial tension of white male cadets shouting, badgering, and insulting them. Shea Peterson.
They say it's a game. It's all a game. Usually, if you show them that they can't get to you, they'll be more upset than you will.
And then there was the challenge of getting young white men to accept a young black woman as their leader. Tashika Hudson, who everyone calls Peaches, rose to become the first black female company commander.
It was a good challenge at first, just laying down the laws and letting them know, look, I'm in charge here. This is how it's going to be. You can't abide by it. I'm going to have to take the proper punishments, whatever that you need, to make you understand that this is what you have to do. I've ran into situations where I was challenged a lot. Individuals didn't think I was going to do what I said I was going to do.
Most of the black women say hostility to women has been a bigger problem than antagonism directed to them as black people. For example, half of the 95 women at the Citadel are varsity athletes, including 5 of the 7 black women seniors. All athletes miss cadet events for practice and games, but when one of the few females on campus is absent, it's quickly noted. Black women also joined gospel and Bible clubs that took them away from the bonds of regimented life. Some in the Corps said they were getting preferential treatment. But not so, according to Major General John Grenells, president of the Citadel. He says the black women at the Citadel have had to leap the same hurdles as everyone else.
All of these women came in and faced the same challenge as the men did, and they have to wear the same uniforms, they have to do the same drill, they have to face the same classes, and there are no allowances made for the fact that they're women or that they're black or that anything else. We believe in diversity of participants, but uniformity in purpose.
Still, the struggle for female equality at the Citadel goes on. Just a year ago, the administration had to deal with students from one company who refused to salute women. The school took disciplinary action to stop it. Looking back on her 4 years here, Jamie McLeod says she will not miss this place.
No, sir.
She recalled one particular incident that left a bitter taste.
One day, I wanted to march the staff to mess, and the CO said no. And I knew it was because I was a woman. He said no. and then he got a guy to march the staff to mess.
The black women most often seen on this campus are wearing blue aprons and serving food in the mess hall. A few other black women can be seen at the library or sewing uniforms for the cadets in the tailor shop and laundry. These black women employed on campus became surrogate moms for the black female cadets. Mabel Toomer, who works in the Citadel's tailor shop, tells the story of one black female cadet who was on the verge of quitting.
She just got so stressed out one day until she came and she said, "I don't think I can do this." I said, "Well, yes, you can. You can and you will do this." I took her in the back and I just sort of held on to her, and we held on to one another. And I says, "Look, I love you and God does too." And so they'll come in and, like I say, some days they'll say, "Miss Toomer, I just need a hug." You know, and I scold them too. If I know they've been goofing off or not doing what needs to be done, and you know, I'll discipline them with love.
The bell tower and chapel are at the heart of this campus, where black women are finally winning some respect.
We call them the Magnificent Seven.
Retired Air Force Colonel Hetty Pinkerton is the senior female officer at the Citadel.
I think they were very special, first of all, to choose the Citadel, because a military school is not a good institutional fit for women in many occasions. And then when you couple that with the fact that for many years this was primarily an all-male and all-white-male institution, they have succeeded and done admirably. And they've done it on their own.
Saturday's graduation is the latest in a rapid series of changes for the Citadel. The first black man to graduate here was in the class of 1970. Then in 1995, under orders from a federal court, Shannon Faulkner became the first female admitted to the school, but she quickly dropped out as she struggled with physical requirements and was shunned and derided by male cadets. 20 women will graduate tomorrow, 7 white, 7 black, 3 Hispanic, and 3 international women. All of them, including black cadets Jamie McLeod and Renee Hippolyte, will be wearing their gold graduation rings.
My ring symbolizes like all the hard work that I put into everything, all of my hard work and dedication and determination.
And Renee, what about you, the ring? Again, do you plan to wear it for the rest of your life?
I do plan on wearing it for the rest of my life. It was a huge accomplishment because I stayed here for 4 years, number one, because there are a lot of ways out and not on your own terms. And whether they like it or not, I am the new face of the Citadel, so I guess they'll just have to come to accept it.
There are fewer black women in next year's class, and none in the classes after that. School officials hope the story of these 7 trailblazing black women will inspire applications from more of their sisters. Juan Williams, NPR News, Charleston, South Carolina.